ill.
Rather what?
He has been ill.
Yeah. Well, he had kidney cancer there one time. He beat that. And I think
he has problems with cancer around the head.
Oh, did he? I didn't know.
Sunshine. Too much sunshine.
Ah. Oh, you mean to have like little skin cancers? Yeah, yeah.
It's okay if you catch a movie.
Yeah, it's not the right kind. Knock on wood, I haven't had any yet.
Oh, yeah. Not even pre-cancerous.
Yeah. I know, and I thought it was going to be really warm in here. Thank goodness I
can. It'll
heat
up. As they say where I lived for 5 years, howdy, Lummi Island neighbors. Good evening. Lummi Island Area Advisory Committee, LIFAC, and your Lummi Island Community Association, LIFAC. Welcome you and Washington County Executive Jack Lyle and colleague that he'll introduce here in the next slide. A couple of three ground rules that were handed out to me. Who's going to introduce us? All
appropriate.
No smoking on the school grounds. That's not just in here, that's on the school grounds. If you have parked in the field, do not drive west to get out. That's private property. It's the field out this way. Over on this.
What are you doing?
Children, we'd like you to attend them outside, please. If you have children here. I want to thank the Beach Elementary School and the Ferndale School District for the use of this building tonight. I want to thank Jimmy Dickinson for this great sound system. It's a blessing to have that so everybody in the room can hear well. And Isaac Colgan for the taping and are you videoing tape as well? So this can be posted on various sites for us to be able to access and listen to again and again. We're grateful for Executive Lau's arranging the schedule to inform us tonight on development with the Lummi Nation's announced plan to develop the marina at Dufresne Point. That was the original topic by which he was invited tonight and graciously accepted. And as time progresses, we'll also address some other fair related issues. Replacement plans and so forth. And to get the most questions asked and answered, we're taking written questions only. Several have been gathered in the box and your cards on your chair, and you may submit and write legibly, please, any questions during this event and pass them to the aisle. We have several monitors around there gathering them, and we'll pass those questions to Jack and staff as appropriate. I hope you have a pen or pencil if you don't borrow from your neighbor, please. Our moderators will group the questions by topic to try to avoid duplication and to allow more time for answer. If time runs out, LIFAC will submit any and all unanswered questions to Executive Lau's and or Public Works and post them publicly while we await responses. The information will go out in every means available to us for expensive information to Islanders, which is your usual tone around Betty, next door to Lummi Island, and friends on Facebook, copy at the library, and posting them on the county's website as public records. The question-answer period tonight will end at 8:20 promptly. At 8:40, Executive Lau's and company will depart for the ferry. And without further ado, may I please welcome Executive Lau. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for co-hosting this event with the Lummi Island Community Association. It's nice to be able to work with LIFAC on the ferry issues, and it's kind of our conduit through Whatcom County. In to Whatcom County with the Islanders as it relates to ferry issues. Of course, I understand that all members are all landowners on the island are members of the Community Association. And Mary, thank you for for co-hosting this tonight and the work of your group also. So it is good to be here. I'd like to introduce Councilmember Barbara Brenner. She's here with us tonight. And I have, I'd like to introduce Tyler Schroeder. He's the project manager in my office. Tyler's been instrumental in a lot of the major initiatives that we've had that we're working on over the last 3 years, including the new jail, the continuation of the emergency medical services throughout Whatcom County. He's been instrumental in continuing and monitoring what's going on with the Lummi Island Ferry, and particularly as it relates to rates and some of the financing options we have. So thank you, Tyler, for being here. Many of you may know Rob Nye. He had some medical issues over the weekend. He'd love to attend this, but it's best for him to be home, get himself healthy, because he's into this for the long term, as Whatcom County and the Islanders are. And his issues were relatively serious, but he's home, he's resting, and hopefully getting recharged, and he'll be back working with LIFAC in the near future. So tonight I'd like to spend a few minutes just to brief you on levels of service as it relates to the ferry, talk about the Lummi Nation's plans for a new marina on the Gooseberry Point side of on the mainland. I'd like to spend some time talking about the Hiyu, and then also in terms of the ferry funds, the reserve accounts that we have, and as that may relate down the road to adjusted ferry rates. So first off, as Whatcom County over the years has provided what I consider to be a very consistent level of service between Gooseberry Point and the island. The previous administration and the council took pains to make sure that the level of service has been maintained for the future during the renewal of the ferry terminal lease, and it's this administration's intent to continue that level of service into the future. In other words, we're going to continue to be here for the Islanders and working with the Islanders. Maintaining the present level of service means that we want to ensure that the terms and conditions of the terminal lease agreement are honored by all of the signatory parties to that. As it relates to the federal government and the Lummi Nation and Whatcom County, we have an agreement that's going to go on for, say, approximately 30 years. I know that's not exactly right, but in terms of making it easy for the next 30 years, we have this agreement that's been inked. And we have, and the Lummi Nation has an obligation to that, and barring changes to that, we intend to uphold our end of it, and we'd ask that all of the other parties do the same. Also, to maintain this level of service, we want to keep the Whatcom Chief in good operating condition until a long-term replacement is obtained. And third, to have contingency plans for dry dock and for unplanned outages. And all of these, in my opinion, are being well managed by Public Works staff at this time. As many of you have heard, the Lummi Nation has informed the county that it intends to build a marina around the dock area sometime in the future. This is not the nation's top priority for federal funding. However, it is high on their list, and the Lummis have shared preliminary plans to reconfigure the Fisherman's Dock terminal area. The county, as I said, has this 35-year lease, and in the event that we aren't going to be able to work cooperatively to make this happen for them and for the benefit of Whatcom County, as we intend to have them honor the lease they have with us and under all of the conditions are there. But with that said, I've had the opportunity to talk with Chairman Blue and with Richard Jefferson from the Nation. They've given us some preliminary plans to look at. And cooperatively, we have decided that there may be some opportunities for the Nation to benefit and for Whatcom County and the Islanders to benefit by working together to possibly relocate where the Gooseberry Point side of the terminal is placed, put in a new terminal, allowing them the use of more dock space in exchange for some road configurations and permanent access to the island, so that, you know, 35 years from now, we aren't put into a position where we have a tug of war onto a lease. So what we, the Lummies do have an interest and an opportunity to build that long-term federally funded solution that both addresses the Lummi Islands needs and the Lummi Nation's needs, which would include a new ferry. And I do intend to pursue this opportunity, and we'll seek a partnership that possibly will bring federal Tiger Grant dollars to the county that would not only build us a new terminal at both sides, but it would also provide us federal funds for a new ferry. Now, we're dreaming big here, folks, okay? But federal funds are available for these type of projects. The Lummi Nation is motivated to be able to use more of the shoreline for their fishermen's dock. And of course, Whatcom County is motivated to be able to provide the future generations of islanders safe, secure access from the mainland to the island. And at this particular time, where we're at the stages at right now is the Lummi Nation is drafting a memorandum of understanding that lays out what their needs are and lays out what Whatcom County's needs are and how we would be able to work cooperatively together to possibly make this happen. With the underlying understanding being that if we aren't able to make that happen, Whatcom County intends to make sure that all signatories to the lease live up to their obligations. So I'm sure that there'll be questions on how I'll explain that. I try to do it as clearly as I possibly can. To say it one more time, Whatcom County and the Lummi Nation has an opportunity to work together that will provide Whatcom County with a new terminal at the Gooseberry Point side, probably a rebuilt terminal at the Lummi Island side, plus a new ferry through federal Tiger Grant funds. That would be the first phase of the Lummi Nation being able to build their new marina on the Gooseberry Point side that would give them more access to the beach frontage for their fishing. So that's where we're at as of today. This is going to be a long-term process. It's one that I would guess is a number of a few years out to be able to make that happen. But if we can ink the memorandum of understanding and work cooperatively together, Congresswoman Susan Delbandi is already aware of this and has given preliminary indications that she would push forward the funding to make something such as this happen. So I'm excited about the opportunity. So that's in short, what we're doing as it relates to the Lummi Nation with the marina project that they have. We're going to be briefing, the administration is going to be briefing the Whatcom Council in more detail over the next 3 weeks pertaining to that. The next thing I would like to talk about is that the possibility of adding an interim second ship to the county's ferry service. A recent proposal suggests that we add a second ship to the county's fleet in order to ensure continued service between now and when a long-term solution is decided. Adding a second ferry is by definition an increase in service. And as I said earlier, this is I'm committed to the level of service that we're providing at this time. I do not dismiss that idea out of hand. However, I would expect a high level of certainty and showing of positive cost benefits that will satisfy the scrutiny of the rest of the county taxpayers if indeed we would buy a second ferry as a secondary option to what we have with the Whatcom Chief. It's important to keep in mind that the current boat we have is in good operating condition and that there is presently a passenger ferry on contract to provide services during dry dock and emergency outages. The historic service level that we have been provided over the years is still currently being provided. With respect to the HIU, I offer the following. since the presentation that was given to the Whatcom County Council, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, my timing may be off just a little bit. Whatcom County Public Works has spent just about $8,000 on consultants, and they've made a couple of trips down south to research the possibilities of the highway, and this is what we have determined. The county's third-party consultants conclude that the ship cannot be employed to move people and cars without substantial dock retrofits at both ends, and also the high-use ADA compliance issues would need to be resolved before we would be able to put it into service. Note that the high-end is three times heavier than the chief, imparting substantially greater force on the docks, dock piles during dockings, and the terminal infrastructure will need to be bolstered to safely accommodate the bigger ship. The Hiu is 20 feet broader in beam and narrower at the bow and stern, requiring reconfiguration wing walls and relocation of the breasting dolphins, basically the entire works on the Lummi Island side to be able to make it work. The Hiu is 63 feet longer than the Chief, requiring relocation of the approaching breasting dolphins and extension of breakwaters. These changes require renegotiation and expansion of the existing DMR tideland leases with the state and with the Lummi Nation. I don't believe it's in our best interest at this particular time to open that up. The Hiu has a deeper draft and cannot presently be docked at the Chief's shallow terminal during low tides. There are some 60 instances during the year when the dock would not be accessible due to a tide to low tides. Most importantly, the Hiu could not remain at berth on the Lummi Island side overnight due to low tides throughout the year. And that creates some potential issues for us related to that. At this time, the Hiu requires a five-member crew to the Chief's three, and unless and when a successful congressional bid for reclassifications were made that we have no reason to believe would be easy, the Hiu would take an additional $600,000 to $700,000 a year to run. The Hiu is the same vintage as the Chief, demanding its own dry docking and maintenance investments, and one or the other vessels will need mooring contract for 365 days a year. The total cost of the changes to is estimated at more than $7 million to make the Hiu permanently work for us. For these reasons, I just can't support taking an action that is interim to our long-term goal of building and providing a new ferry as a replacement for the Chief. Therefore, our recommendation in a couple of weeks to the council is going to be this, is that, hey, this was a good opportunity for us to look closely into this. I appreciate the citizens that were involved and that brought this forward to us, but I do not intend to place a bid on the Hiu at this time. Now, other considerations offered by the proponents of adding a second ship, including interoperating agreements with other counties, are good ideas, and I have asked that the staff continue to pursue them further. There are other ships, the Trek is one, and other relationships with Skagit and Pierce counties that may cost-effectively raise the level of service during dry dock and outages. I'm not against pursuing those options. Then they're not off the table, and as we move forward into the future, we work with the Lummi Nation in regards to the Tiger Grant funding for the new ferry. We're going to continue to assess the options as we move forward. So that's the statement that I'd like to make on the Hiu. Again, I do really appreciate the people that have brought this forward for consideration, but I did an initial analysis of it about 3 or 4 months ago in my office and went through the beam and the draft and the width and the weight and all of those things, and it didn't seem to check out with me at that particular time. But then we had the presentation, and like I say, as we spent about $8,000 with consultants, and those documents will be available for review. So next I'd like to talk about the ferry fund. In 2014, the ferry fund balance grew by $358,000. We're getting close to the 2006 goal of having a 90% reserve for the ferry fund. I think I'll just make my comment short on that is that Whatcom County Public Works, along with LIFAC, are working to come up with a proposal that may be mutually benefit to both of us, that may be able to reduce rates down a little bit, provide some relief for the Islanders, particularly the Islanders who are the multi-paths riders into the future. But my goal is that if we do make reductions in rates, that we don't lower them so far that we continue to go backwards. We do need to have a reserve account in the inventory to achieve those values. Get the passenger ferries in, we need to have the cash flow to make that happen. It's just good business. But I do appreciate the work that LIFAC is doing on that, and over the next few weeks, hopefully, we'll be able to come forward with a proposal to the Washington County Council. As I say, it would be mutually beneficial. We've established the following goal: to provide relief to the Islanders for purchasing multi-ride tickets. Slow down growth in the fund balance just a little bit. Provide a multi-year solution that offers stability in ticket pricing instead of a quick fix that may need to be reversed in a year. And working toward a fund balance goal of a substantial portion of prior year's operating expenses while not letting the fund balance be below 75%. So anyway, with that said, in summary, I'm committed to the historic level of services that we have. I'm not going to be pursuing the HIU based on the consultants' reports that have been given. We want to work with the Lummi Nation to provide a long-term federally funded solution that addresses both the Lummi Nation and the Islanders, and continue to work with all other variations with LIFAC and with the Islanders. So at this time, a lot of things happening in Whatcom County. I'll just spend a minute on that. So we have a need for a new jail that may be coming forward for the Islanders to vote on the 0.2% sales tax measure in November. I believe it's the right thing for us to do, but I encourage you to get involved in the issue and to see whether or not you agree with that, and vote your mind in the ballot box if it gets there. I'm really pleased that emergency medical services is continuing to be provided throughout the county. I'm pleased that the City of Bellingham and Whatcom County and the Port of Bellingham have put together a Department of Emergency Management facility out at the airport in the event of a catastrophe, either man-made or natural, in Whatcom County. And we're doing some great work on Lake Whatcom water quality issues. And currently we spend about $140 million of your hard-earned dollars every year. And it's my goal as a county executive to do the best job that I can with that to make sure that every dollar is spent wisely and for your benefit. So, again, thanks for allowing me to be here tonight. It's a real pleasure, and I'm looking forward to answering some questions. Boy, I understand this is where it gets tough for me right now.
Yep.
This question and answer to this. I was out at Point Roberts about a month and a half ago and enjoyed answering some questions from the community there also. We've got a tight-knit community, much like the Islanders, where the issues are unique to those of us that are the mainlanders. So, you gonna read the questions? Okay.
I'm gonna just read the questions.
You gotta turn the mic on.
I'm going to read the questions as they're presented. If you feel like you've already responded, just say so.
I'll do the best I can. It's either going to be yes with an explanation, or yes with a maybe, or I don't know.
Parking for Islanders is an ongoing concern during marina construction and after its completion. During these phases, it will become increasingly difficult to find a parking space, yet we will only increase as our population increases. Could you direct staff to ensure that this becomes a significant concern for your negotiations and project coordination with the Lummi Nation, as well as concentrating on both dock and queuing facilities?
In the short term, yes, I will do everything that we can to provide appropriate parking when we're in dry dock or when we have outages. And it will be one of the criteria for the long-term solution that the staging areas that we have will be appropriately sized into the future so that we can resolve that issue along with other ones if we're able to obtain the federal Tiger grants to be able to make this all happen.
Thank you. How can we achieve a fare structure that will reverse the discourage lower income residents social engineering that the $3 flat surcharge imposed on island residents, which was contrary to the Lummi Island sub-area plan vision to encourage age and economic diversity in our community?
I'm going to have to ask you to read that one more time. I got a little bit off track in my mind. That was, yeah, you got to realize, I just got my high school graduate education. Got to have some fun with it here anyway. Please, one more time.
How can we achieve a fare structure that will reverse the discouraged lower income residents, and that's in quotes, social engineering that the $3 flat surcharge imposed on island residents, which was contrary to the Lummi Island sub-area plan vision to encourage age and economic diversity in our community?
I don't know that I have a specific answer for this particular time, but I do believe right now with the surcharge, we've basically gotten back up to where we're at. Our costs are a little bit lower right now because our fuel levels are down. I think that that's a really good question that the LIFAC leadership and Washington County Public Works can get into. I mean, some of our goals that we have on this are to take care of the residents here by lowering their fees down. I don't know whether we can get rid of the surcharge, but I think that at the time that it was imposed, it was necessary. Whether it was or not, that's what happened. It was before my time. But we have an opportunity right now to try to find that balance and again rework the rates that provide as much equitable distribution of costs as we possibly can. I noticed Mike taking a note here, so Mike, if you could work on that one, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Have you read a citizen's report on the Hayu?
I have seen this, and if I read every word of it, no. I saw the presentation on it and responded to the major issues that were involved in it, and that's one of the reasons why we spent the money to get third-party consultants involved that had the technical expertise to really analyze the situation. I'm comfortable that I know enough about what was presented and what we have done to analyze the situation to the point that I'm not comfortable with the decision.
Thank you. What are the top two potential problems you think could arise with the Lummi Nation in docking at Gooseberry Point in the short or long term if the county acquires a different vessel that is, say, twice as long and much wider than the Watkin Chief?
Well, I think one of the main concerns that we have is that our current Thailand leases are designed for the Watkin Chief. And if we go to a longer, wider ferry, we need to open all of that up. And once we open those leases up, we've created another situation that may be contentious to resolve. Now, I believe we've got a good relationship with the Lummi Nation. I have lunch with Chairman Baldu once a month. I've met Richard Jefferson two or three times in my office, and I think that what we have going on is very productive at this particular time. But, they have their goals as a tribal nation, and we have our goals to maintain, and it's a very professional relationship, and I think we need to be very cautious as we move forward that we don't lose the lease that we have at this particular time in the next 20 to 30 years of peaceful passage between Gooseberry Point and Lummi. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that I see on that. And secondly is that I think that the Hayu is a step to the side. It's not a step to the future.
Thank you.
that my goal as county executive is to solve problems for the long term. I'm proposing that we build a new jail. We've been talking about it for 18 years. We need a new jail. It's not me that says that. I mean, the 1997, the 2003, the 2005, the 2008, the 2011 task force have all said we need a new jail. We've been talking about a new ferry for the Lummi Island for quite a few years, and I want to focus on that and be able to present a solution to that. Thank you.
I think you've already answered this one, but I'll ask it again. Will the surcharge ever be reduced?
I think that there's a high likelihood that the surcharge is going to be reduced somewhat in the next 4 to 6 to 8 months by the end of this year. I think that the fund balance is growing at a rate that is a bit more excessive than what we need. So I think that we can find that balance to reduce it somewhat. Is it going to be removed? I would recommend removing it based on my analysis of the funds, but somewhere probably between 25 to 35-40%, I think, may be sustainable. But we're looking forward to working with LIFAC and through our Public Works Department and our Finance Department to do the analysis, because depending on where you lower the rates, it gets very complicated on what savings are going to be and what they're going to do. So if you lower it in certain areas, it has a bigger fiscal impact than others. So I believe we're moving in that direction. I would be supportive of making some reductions to it, some targeted reductions to it, but not elimination of the surcharges.
Thanks. What steps can the county take now to help float a bond for a new ferry and related docking facilities in the future?
Well, I think we have what is probably our best opportunity right now with the federal Tiger grants to be able to put a bond measure forward in front of our need for a new jail and in front of the need that we have to provide a secure funding for emergency medical services, basically our paramedics. I don't believe it's going to happen, and I wouldn't be recommending that. But I think there is a time in the future when that queues up to be possibly the appropriate action if federal funding doesn't become available. I'd like to get into emergency medical services, because many of you may, by me saying that, may be concerned with what I'm talking about. We have right now four paramedic units on staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in Washington County. About 3.5 to 4 years ago, we were receiving about $4 million a year in federal reimbursements to pay for that through Medicaid/Medicare. That reimbursement right now is well under $2 million a year. So we really don't have a spending problem as it relates to our ambulances, but we do have a funding problem. It's one of the results of the federal government continuing to provide services out to people, but reducing the contribution rates, both to governments for providing emergency medical services, but also to doctors and all of those other things. So currently, at the end of next year, our reserve fund for emergency medical services is going to be lower, less than $300,000. So we have a task force put together right now to assess different funding options to present to the people to provide a stable funding mechanism from now into the future as it relates to emergency medical services. Because it's a zero-sum game. We don't have so much money coming in, and if we need to backfill that $1.4 million that we're spending more every year than we're taking in, it's going to be cut somewhere. You cut through, your health department or diversion services for the jail or police, so on and so forth. So we have a challenge, and that's coming up next year. The jail is this year, and as the counties around the nation are continuing to absorb the impact of the federal and the state governments reducing their funding options, is the problems get closer to people. And I'm in kind of the position to be able to give you guys the good news and also articulate the bad news, and that's some of the bad news that we have. Thank you.
This one's near and dear to everyone's heart.
Is it? Okay.
Did you consider negotiating with the Lummi Nation for a restroom on the Gooseberry side?
I think right now is, you know, that opportunity may develop. I don't think I'm at the right stage of negotiation right now to make that to make that the highest priority that I have in the negotiations with the nation. I mean, we've got a lot of issues that are on the table. We have the Gooseberry Point Marina. We've got the Slater Road interchange where the nation has about 180 acres that have been converted into trust land that they're working to develop. We have the water quantification and adjudication issue that they're moving slowly, but it's at the federal level awaiting the decision. So we have some huge issues. Again, I'd rather not do anything right at this time to open up lease negotiations. For that, I understand that it would be very nice to have, but it's not going to be a high priority or something that's going to be appropriate for me to start on tomorrow.
Thanks. We don't like that answer, but thanks. What do you think of the idea of keeping ferry fares as they are and use the extra money to save for a down payment for a new ferry in 10 or 20 years when we have to replace the cheap?
That would be nice if the Lummi Islanders were all willing to pay for the new ferry. Raise your hands. On a serious note with that one, though, the money that we save today to buy something that we're going to do 20 years down the road is, from a financial perspective, is nice, but I go back and look at construction costs from 2000 to 2015, and probably gone up about 80 to 85%. And having money in the bank that you use from 2000 to now, the compounding what it is substantially lower that. So you continue to lose the value of the dollars you're saving today. So. Although it would be nice to do, I think the consensus is that the ferry replacement needs to come from a different fund than what we're using on the operations side, and I think that for now it would be best to just keep our rates in line with where we have going on, bouncing back up and down, and dealing with the ferry issue either through a bond or some type of a levy when we can afford it.
Thanks. A marina development would be a win-win for the Lummi Nation for tourism, as well as for Lummi Island as a day destination site for marina customers. Would you support negotiations by the county with the Lummi Nation to develop a permanent lease arrangement for the new Gooseberry Ferry Dock at this time when the Lummis would benefit from community support for their marina?
Yes, I think that if we can put a project together that's mutually beneficial, that allows the islanders free and secure access back and forth from the mainland to the island for the next generations, in return for allowing the Lummi Nation to be successful with their marina using more of the shoreline, as I said, it's a win-win, and why wouldn't we want to move forward with that type of arrangement?
Thank you. Has anyone from Whatcom County gone to inspect the Hayu?
Yes.
Sure, sir. When will you be addressing the Gooseberry Point community and the possible changes effects to us?
As we have more information to discuss, we will be working with LIFAC and with the community, keeping you up to date on all of the issues. As I mentioned, the step that we're at right now is the nation, through my last meeting with Richard Jefferson, which was a week ago Monday, a week and a half ago, was going to develop a memorandum of understanding that outlined the Lummi goals and the Whatcom County's goals as it relates to a potential arrangement for us to relocate the Gooseberry side of the terminal, allowing them access for more of the beach, but would give us free access and change for in exchange for things. So if that comes to fruition, obviously the Washington County Council needs to approve any arrangement such as that, and at that particular time it becomes public knowledge and it comes out.
We're recommending the community. We are a community that's not.
We're not involved with you guys for this.
We have no problem engaging you guys just as well as that. I mean, it's okay. And can you give us the contact information? And we can on our new website, Washington County website. There's going to be there's links there that if you guys are interested in the specific issues, click on it, and it will automatically send you information as it develops. I'm sorry, I did get mixed up in terms of the question, but the Gooseberry side of it, we want to engage. There's no secrets here. I mean, it's this is something that we want to do as a community, and we need to work together as we make things happen. No problem.
Wasn't the ferry terminal issue resolved and agreed upon already? Why do we have to revisit this again? What has changed?
What has changed is the Lummi Nation wants to build a marina, and they want to build it right where the existing terminal for the Washington Chief is on the Gooseberry Point side. And for them to get maximum benefit of their marina, it would be in their best interest if we would move to the side. And if we move to the side, it would be in our best interest to be able to provide that long-term access back and forth. We're spending more money than what we would be required to under the existing lease conditions we have that are remaining in effect for the next 30 years. So I think that it's a win-win. Though we've already kind of outlined what our major goals are. I've outlined it to the Lummi Nation as we say, I'm not going to go spend $11 million and be put into a position that in 25 years that we're going to be that we're going to go through a tense lease negotiation. And at this particular time, we're talking productively. And that's really no more than all I can say about it. I think it's good.
What adjustments to the new ferry docks on the mainland and the island docking facilities will be made given current conservative estimates that sea level rise of 1 foot or more by 2050 and 3 feet by 2100 will happen?
I would say in the short term, and I could be wrong on this one, I don't think that the public works staff is directly concerned with that. I think that if we get to the point that the federal tire grants are available, that we're going to need to address that issue as reasonably as we can, given the situation at the time we're able to do that. One issue that we already know that from both the Lummi Nation and from Washington County is that if we put a new terminal in over there, is that we're going to have to build up over top of the shell pit instead of digging into it. The Lummi Nation also knows on their end of it they're going to have to do the same, because from a historical perspective is the artifacts that may potentially be in that ground will need to remain there. So just as a practical matter, we're going to be raising the Gooseberry Point side up if we're able to build a new terminal over there.
Thanks. What steps are required to pay for a new ferry?
Boy, that can get me in. That can be dealt with in a lot of different ways. The steps that I would like to be made necessary is to achieve the memorandum of understanding with the Lummi Nation, receive probably phase one of the Tiger Grant for a few million dollars that would give us the ability to rebuild and build a new terminal at both sides and to provide for a new ferry. Then after that, it would be the Lummi Nation then would go through phase two of the Tiger Grant for the actual construction of their marina. But they know that we have to move before they can build it. So we both want to work together on permitting issues and work cooperatively on that. That's one way to get paid for it. The other way is use the general taxing authority of the citizens of Washington County to buy one through councilmatic bonds or through voter-approved bonds. There's two different ways to do it there. Or the really draconian one, and don't get me wrong here, I'm not promoting that, but to raise fares up and have the island be paid for it. I mean, there's a thousand different ways that it can be paid for. It just needs to come to the forefront and become the most important issue before us to get it taken care of. But I'm really excited about the opportunity that we have working with the federal government and working with the Lummi Nation. I think that it's some real breakthroughs that we have right now, and we need to pursue that particular option as far as we possibly can, and hopefully to completion to be able to make that happen.
I'm a non-tribal landowner living at Gooseberry Point. In what manner, if at all, has this marina development been shared with the entire community living at the point? Why is this only being addressed to those living on Lummi Island? Myself and my other non-tribal neighbors have not been informed of these plans. How and when will you be rectifying this?
Well, Lummi Island Community Association and the Life Act Committee invited me over to speak, first off. Second is this has been in the works for maybe 3 to 4 months, probably. It's been after the first of the year when this whole opportunity was presented to me by the Lummi Nation, the first meeting that I had here. And I'm actually a little bit ahead of myself, because most times I like to inform our council of what's going on before the community, before I get out of the community. And so if there's an association or a group of people at Gooseberry who would like to get together and invite the executive out to spend a little time with them, I'd be more than happy to do that. Other than that, we'll keep everybody informed on the website, but it's really tough to start when there's 200,000 people in Whatcom County is to be able to engage on everybody on an individual basis. So I would really appreciate those residents giving their contact information. We'll see what we can do to set a community meeting up to inform them as we're doing you this evening.
Thanks. I love a passenger-only service and would much prefer a passenger-only ferry with occasional monthly vehicle service rather than a new expensive ferry proposition. Is this or can this be a part of the consideration as changes are contemplated in the future?
It can be, and I'd like that person to engage LIFAC in determining all of the options. Now that was a politician slide right there. Did I do good? Ultimately, I think that through the last lease negotiations, that was probably didn't come to the forefront of ideas, but it probably was contemplated at least by a few people. Were like, hey, what's this going to be down into the future, and how are we going to provide this service, and what are we going to do with it? Right now, I'm committed to provide the level of service that the citizens of the island have been accustomed to for the last decades, and that's a decision that I'm not going to make or I'm not going to pursue unless it becomes absolutely necessary, and I don't believe that we're at that point right now, or unless I see a groundswell of citizens come forward from the island in support of that.
What would be included and who would be in charge of an environmental review or EIS? Is this a requirement that would be enforced? And this is relative to the marina development and dock relocation.
Well, Whatcom County has a sub-agency of the state of Washington, and as part of the federal network, would be required to be involved in an environmental impact statement for whatever work that we did on the Gooseberry Point side, if it was substantial and met the criteria. Whatcom County, as the owner of the Whatcom Chief, and the citizens of Whatcom County own the Whatcom Chief, and the terminal is part of our road system, I can only assume would be the prime sponsor of an environmental impact statement. And we would need to go through that, and part of that is to look at what we're hoping to do and to take a look at viable alternatives and study them and figure out what the impacts of that are. As defined in the law, doesn't mean that it can go so broad. There is a lawful way of doing this, and it's defined under the state RCWs. The Lummi Nation, they have their sovereign rights, and whether or not they are involved in that on their portion of it is a discussion that they will have with the federal government, and I'm not going to assume that I know the answer to that.
The surcharge is very regressive, costing passengers much more proportionally than drivers. Even if the surcharge cannot be eliminated, would you support reallocating the surcharge to be more fairly proportional and adding a goal that you mentioned, or to maintain fair proportionality for the fares between passengers and vehicles / drivers as they were prior to the surcharge? What you mentioned your goals are for consideration as follows. I think that's supposed to go before what I read just immediately prior to it. Do you understand it?
Again, I'd like to say as it relates to the fare is Rocking County Public Works is going to meet with LIFAC. We're going to go through all of the issues. Hopefully, the LIFAC leadership and committee, along with Public Works, can come up with an option that takes care of as many of these issues as we possibly can to provide as much fairness and equity for all of the riders, passengers of the Watkins Chief, and bring a reasonable proposal together forward to the Watkins County Council for their consideration and hopeful adoption. All of these specific issues, I have to be real honest with you, I'm not as vested and as informed on them as possibly you folks are as the riders of the service.
Thank you. Can the 1.5 million emergency fund or whatever it is be reduced to say 1.2 million with the other 300,000 annually going into a capital improvement fund that would help fund a bond for a new ferry?
Yes, it could. I think I've answered that question reasonably well already. I don't. Without the recommendations from LIFAC and again a group of people that would be very supportive of that, I'm not advocating right now to make any wholesale changes to the service that we're providing. I think that we ran feasibly here for the last 2.5 to 3 years, and what I would like to make is small adjustments to what we have going on so that for the next few years we can continue to do that as we pursue the long-term vision of finding a long-term replacement for the chief.
Thanks. Where would the new dock at Gooseberry Point be located?
The most probable location is to the farthest northern extreme of the nation's property.
Which is?
And it's later.
I'm just talking right here at the terminal. I mean, obviously I said this wrong. You know where the chief is right now? There's a stretch of land, and then there's a breakwater that goes out, I think. There is a breakwater. So right, relatively close to where the first house is.
Okay. Like where the store is. The store.
You guys, in terms of the landmarks, do you have a plan on coming in?
I have a copy.
Towards
the stone ground or the other way?
No, it can't go to the south because that's the eelgrass area to the south. So it goes to the rubber mound breakwater.
Right, past the store.
But closer to the store, and then you have your first residential house. Is right in that neighborhood right there. That actually has been floated to use that breakwater as the road on top of the breakwater to go out and where the dock would be. But that allows them then the opportunity to use the beach from their existing buildings that are from the existing ferry terminal. to the north up to that particular point. So yes, there's impacts to the on the Gooseberry side if we move that thing, move that thing off to the side. But if we can provide a big enough space to provide off-street parking, to provide queuing, to put a restroom in, to provide ADA facilities, to put a new approach in, a new dock going on to the new ferry, rebuilding this site over here with some permanent access for users. Those are the trade-offs that I think that we have to consider as we move forward.
The temporary dry dock parking was never meant to be permanent. Parking has been an eyesore for Point residents. What ideas are the county and the tribe working on with regards to parking at Gooseberry Point?
I've engaged Chairman Blue on parking one time, and it became evident that the Lummi, the tribal council, or there's the business council. I think it's the business council that controls the parking area in there. And truthfully, we didn't get too far in the negotiations on that. It would be something that at the appropriate time, if I could wheel a deal to be able to provide more permanent parking, I would. But that remains a challenge for us, and I don't have any solutions for you tonight regarding that.
Thanks. Will the development and finalization of the Memorandum of Understanding of the Lummies be an open process with public input?
I think when it reaches the point of being ready for public consumption, yes, before the county council approves it. You know, most of the time when it comes to negotiations such as this, is it's administration to administration. And you have to have the opportunity to be able to throw spittle out at the wall and talk about the what ifs and all of this. And the heart and beat of that negotiation probably won't be available to have each of you sitting in the room as I and my team and my staff work with the nation. But we are a democracy, and all of the agreements that I sign are through authority given to me through our county charter and through the Washington County Council. So once we get to the point of coming forward with a proposal for public consideration, yes, the public will have an opportunity to be involved. I would want that to happen, but I'd be very shocked if the Washington County Council just put something forward and pass it without being able to take public comment. At the appropriate times, the community will be engaged for consideration. But there's just some things that are going to happen that we're going to be talking about, nation to county, that not everybody is going to be privy to every discussion.
What is the federal Tiger Grant? And would the new ferry and docks be part of a Lummi Nation deal with the federal government, or would it be a separate deal with Whatcom County and versus Lummi Island?
I think at this particular time we're seeking a partnership on what is a transportation investment generating economic recovery. Tiger. That's how we end up with Tiger Grants. But because the Lummi Nation would need, Whatcom County to be successful in the grant application to be able to get the two new terminals plus the chief, we need to be supportive of them as it relates to the construction of their marina. So we're going to be partnering, as it's being discussed today, we're going to be partnering in multiple phases of Tiger Grants. The sweet spot for the Tiger Grants right now, from my limited understanding of it, are somewhere between $8 and $15 million applications. So we can envision the first one, because the Whatcom County needs to move the terminal first, would be phase one of this multi-stage application would go and be directed toward Whatcom County. Lummi Nation would be supportive of us, be supportive of the permits that we need to make all of that happen, and then embedded into the Memorandum of Understanding. Phase two, then, we would have an obligation under the Memorandum
of understanding to be supportive of phase two of the grant, which gives them the ability to build the marina. So that's the way these things happen. It's really complicated. It's going to be a document that we're going to put together cooperatively, but there's going to have to be assurances from on both sides that that we're in this for the long haul, and that we want to, that we're looking at this as a, that the end game is for both of us to achieve the goals that we have.
What is the time frame for the marina and new terminal, and what is the anticipated year the chief will be replaced?
I can't answer that right now. As I mentioned at the front side of my presentation, the Lummi Nation has a desire to build this marina, but it is not their top priority right now because it's not the income generator that the Slater Road project may be, and some of their other environmental issues that they have. So it depends how the business council and the tribal council, how motivated they are to move forward with this. But right now, as I said, the ball is in their court to give us the first draft of the memorandum of understanding. You know, I may receive that in 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days, but this is a multi-year project. I'd be taking such a long time. I really don't have any idea when we can do it. But as I say, if we can make progress toward it, I think that that's all good.
Thanks. Does the contract with the Lummi Nation restrict the size of the new ferry? It needs to be larger. Does the county have any say in the dock location and safety concerns?
I think that we have an opportunity to, through the environmental impact statements that we're going to need and needs assessments related to this, is to determine what our need is going to be for the ferry and for the terminals. And in exchange for moving our existing terminal and spending many millions of dollars more than what we would be required to under our existing lease, I think that we have a reasonable opportunity to negotiate in good faith with the nation so that we can possibly get a right-sized ferry and get a tidal lease that that goes more into perpetuity than the one we have right now. And those are some of the absolutes that I have. But right now, under the current lease, we only have the legal responsibility to change the dolphins at the outside edge of the existing terminal. And what they're proposing would be for us to have to pretty much rebuild that existing terminal and change the parking area. That's what they would like to achieve. And like I said, is that, hey, if we can make this benefit Whatcom County and make this benefit the Lummi Nation, I'm all absolutely for it. But I don't want to be put into a position that we're going to spend more money than what our lease requires us to spend, because we're spending, you know, $6 million in transportation funds for Lummi Nation project, plus $200,000 a year for the lease, and we have 30 years left on it. And we're going to give that up in exchange without something of like value. And I want to work productively towards that. I don't want to hold anything up just because. But obviously, being a businessman, there has to be a value exchange on this. And I think that we can make that value exchange happen, and both of us be winners. And that's another key concept in business. So we get to go to the winners, we try to get the winners and winners, and they're winning with you. And that's my goal in this, is to make it so that they're pleased with the end result and we're pleased with the end result.
Thank you. A new ferry will take 3 to 5 years if we start today. What are your plans if the Whatcom Chief either fails or has its capacity severely restricted by the Coast Guard as it is not in compliance with Coast Guard capacity and safety rules?
Well, I believe that the ferry right now is well maintained. We've got good relationships with the Coast Guard. I can't predict all of the what ifs that they potentially come forward. Obviously, if something major happened at that particular time, we would react as quickly as we possibly could. As you said, the truck is maybe a viable option out there for the long-term lease for us to operate or to buy, and we're also working with Pierce and Skagit County, so I think that there are opportunities out there that we'd react to. Would it impact the Islanders? Yes. But you know, that risk has been there, that same, the same question that you just given, that's a risk that we, that you, that we've lived with for a lot of years. And I think that we have viable plans for moving forward, and if we can get somebody to leave them, it'll work out well for us over the next 5, 6, 7 years.
Has a new mainland dock location off the reservation, such as Sandy Beach just north of Sandy Point, been considered, given the tribe's ultimate wish to have no ferry traffic through the reservation? Also, given the need to build a newly located ferry dock on the mainland side?
I think part of the EIS, environmental impact statement, is that you need to take a look at viable options and reasonable options related to it. And I can't imagine that that discussion on a formal basis wouldn't take place if we get to the point of paying money to have that EIS taken care of. And I would guess that if in discussing with the Whatcom County Council that they're in the affirmative that this is a good direction for us to go, that we may make some of those decisions, but those decisions need to be made in consultation with the council, because they need to authorize the funds to make it happen. But I think all of the council members, not to speak for them, but from my general conversations with them, I think of all the whiteboards in their heads, different opportunities and options that they can pursue as it relates to alternatives to having the dock on the Lummi Nation private property. And I think that those are reasonable thoughts to have. I just, right now, I mean, I took the ferry tonight, and, you know, I don't know where you'd ever get anything that's probably as beautiful or as close as what you have right here is. There's going to be trade-offs with whatever we do. If we're able, through a mutually beneficial agreement, to be able to work on private property in even harmony and in perpetuity, why wouldn't we want to do that? So, a little bit of an optimism.
Are you aware that outside of the Hiu, there is no available ferry to come to our aid if the chief goes down? What are the county's backup plans?
Well, we have the backup plan. We have under contract the passenger ferry. And as I mentioned numbers of times tonight, I know that the truck is out there. I don't know as much about it at this particular time. But if we would get into a position, as I'm sure that we would have any time over the last how many years, in 35, 45, 50 years that we've gone to lock and shoot, if something serious happened, we'd search far and wide and try to make the best decision we could based on the circumstances of the day.
Thank you. In the relocation of a new dock and ferry, would the county consider adding a floating dock permanently designed to accommodate private boats and commercial fishing boats for loading, unloading of crew and materials, also for emergency access for the same?
Obviously something we can consider. It wouldn't be a primary mission of ours, I don't believe, and that would be something that we would have to incorporate in with as part of the lease with the Lummi Nation if they were amenable to that. That probably wouldn't be something at this particular time I would hold as one of the as an issue that I would hold the whole deal up with a new ferry based on that. But sure, we considered. I haven't given it any thought. It's an interesting concept.
Here's a twist on a previous question. Why not a new ferry dock when the coal terminal is being planned? Number one, you get off Lummi Nation land, and two, it could be made to accommodate a larger ferry.
Well, I think there is a road that terminates down by the water farther to the north. I really don't know that much about it, but through the EIS, looking at reasonable options, if that is a reasonable option, the experts who know about draft and beam and wind and tides and all of the other things that I can talk about but I'm not an expert of, would determine that may work, we do that. I'm not going to talk about the coalition.
But a nice try, whoever's questioning that. I gotta admit, it's probably a conversation.
The island community is no longer diverse because the cost of the ferry has forced working families to leave the island. Will the cost of the ferry terminal and new ferry be affordable for working families and young people choosing to be residents of the island?
You know, that really ends up being a practical and a political discussion. Ultimately, as is right now, I think the Islanders, we've got a 60-40 cost distribution of 55-45 or something like that. Operation side of Rockland County government that takes care of pretty much 100% of the terminals through the road budget. The lifestyle that is afforded out here is probably always going to be a bit more expensive than it is living on the mainland. I think that if you look at ferry services throughout the state and throughout our nation, if you choose to live on an island, it's going to be a bit more expensive. With that expense comes in. I look outside of it, it's a pretty sweet lifestyle. And we're going to continue to strive to find the sweet spot as we move forward as a community, as a greater community of Washington County. I can't really answer that in a direct fashion, other than I think that the leaders in the past years have done a pretty good job of trying to find that balance, and I can't assume anything different moving down the road. It's one of the reasons that I don't really want to try to rework everything that's happening at this particular time with regards to the distribution of funds and the fair all of that. I think that we're doing reasonably well right now. I would assume that the reasonable future we're going to try to do the same.
You shared the location of the new ferry plan, but it's not clear where the Lummies would like the marina. Can you share where the marina is planned for, and how big, i.e. how many boats, is the marina planned to be?
The size and scale of the marina, they gave me a brief overview, and I don't know how many slips they can fit into the marina. Design. But ultimately, if what we're proposing works, from the existing ferry terminal, there's a building right to the south of it, correct, Kevin, the building. They want to use the beachfront from there, moving north, until they get to where we would put a new ferry terminal. They want to use that whole beach along there, which will provide them better access for the fishing fleet to be able to get their product into an expanded fish processing facility. And if we don't move the ferry, it really limits their space. So they're at this point, they're motivated and we're motivated.
Thanks. The estimated cost of the $7 million to reconfigure the docks for the Hayu is still less than the $12 million cost of an emergency ferry. Why would the county not be interested in a backup ferry even after a new ferry is built?
You know, you have two ferries and you pretty much double your maintenance costs. You've got double the engines, you've got double the hulls that need paint, you've got double the certifications that need. We've worked productively for 50 years with one ferry, and have made do with passenger service back and forth, and that would be nice. But in terms of all of the things that we deal with in Washington County, having two ferries at this particular time just doesn't seem to be a viable opportunity for us. I don't want to spend $7 million to put docks in for the secondary ferry, and then 3 years after that, the Tiger Grant, and have to pull the whole works out and redo it one more time. And also, we're buying a ferry, the secondary ferry is only 4 years newer or 5 years newer than what the one we have right now. So it's a step sideways instead of a step forward. I'm committed to making the step forward and bypassing the step sideways.
This next batch of questions may be redundant, but there may also be nuances that you'd like to respond to. How will you structure future negotiations with the Lummi tribe so they will be more transparent than they have been in the past.
Excuse me, I was trying to grab this water. Would you yell one more time, please?
How will you structure future negotiations with the Lummi tribe so that they will be more transparent than they have been in the past?
I'll do my best to make it as public as possible. I've already told them on these negotiations that any piece of paper that they give me becomes public information, and there is no agreements that I have seen or that they have asked for. I want to be very clear on that. They haven't asked for this. They haven't asked for anything in terms of a confidentiality agreement in terms of our discussions related to that. And I don't see that it's appropriate. And as I said, though, as the meetings that I have as on the administrative side of the county government does give me the ability to meet with people and not necessarily when documents are in draft form, is I don't need to share them with the public. That doesn't fall within the Public Records Act. With that said, I think that I'm a relatively transparent guy. I'll answer questions that I reasonably can and keep people informed as up to date as possible with what we have going on.
Thanks. Why not install a permanent floating dock adjacent to the ferry berth and avoid the expense and delay of setting up for dry dock every year?
Probably relates to the lease, but I'd have to take a gander at that to figure out whether or not that couldn't be done. I'm not in tune with the details of how we go from. I know we put the floating dock in for passenger only, and I don't know how that conflicts with the existing ferry docking and so on and so forth. So I'm going to pass on that one, but we'll ask the question of our public works staff.
Thanks. The 2011 Ferry Task Force recommended a cash reserve policy. Can you clearly differentiate the differences between the current ferry fund and what a cash reserve policy for ferry operations might look like?
Just you're getting into me answering your question, and there's probably people of the 2011 task force who know more about this than I do. So I'm probably going to get myself in trouble, but a reserve fund or a cash reserve fund is that we've designed that we wanted to keep a cash reserve that was equal to 90% of 1 year of the prior year's operating costs. So the operating costs are half the other, we're going to be 90% of that is what, 2.25 million, whatever it happens to be at that time. Our cash reserves are growing, and they're growing quite a bit faster than we need to it right now, but we need to keep a reasonable amount of money in the account so that we have the ability to pay our bills and to pay our emergency bills if they become due. You have to realize the county government, I don't have the permissions just to grab money from wherever I want to pay whatever bill happens. There's protocols through purchasing policies and through state financing funds, but there are times when we need to have emergency money available, and just as our general fund, which is about $80 million a year, we have a policy that we're going to keep 10% in reserves plus an additional $1 million. So we keep about $9 million in reserves on our general fund. Part of that is cash flow. You got to realize that Washington County primarily receives sales tax and property tax. We only receive property tax twice a year. And so we get a big bulk of money in twice a year, and we need to pay the cost. So we need to have adequate reserve funds, and I think reserve funds, and I think we're talking the same thing here. Unless we're back to the question again, is why aren't we putting money into a fund to purchase a new ferry?
Okay, we have one in the other category that doesn't have anything to do with the ferry, but since we've got you here, the tribe owns the former Hollis Resort that was used by the tribe as a fisheries school. Since the school closed, the site has become an eyesore, mm-hmm. which reflects poorly on the tribe. How can we change this?
Well, in a kind and appropriate way, without you know, without being mean-spirited about the whole thing, is if the community association wants to write me a letter and you'd like me to present that to Chairman Ballou for his consideration, I think that I would do that. If we have Islanders that have a desire that we have the need out here to do that, you know, that would be part of my job is to be able to do that, and I'd be able to say, hey, you guys respectfully ask if there's any that you think you'd run through the system to make it. From that point on, that's about the extent of where we can go. But I think that I have a relationship with the chairman that I think is secure enough that I would be able to do that on your behalf. But I'd like you to, as a community association and leadership here, is to articulate clearly what your concerns are, so that I can appropriately make that happen for you. Okay?
And I want to say thank you, Mr. Lau, because this has been an incredibly informative meeting. I think we went through just about every question that was asked, I think. And so, if you just did well.
Thank you for warming up.
I would like to also thank everybody who came and for the people that submitted the questions. We had some great questions answered. And I look forward to having another meeting once we know what's going on with the Tiger Grants. So thanks very much. And Mr. Lau will be here for like maybe 10 minutes, or I'm sorry, about 20 minutes. And if you want to just ask anything.
If I may just close by saying that you can contact me through the county website. Any questions that you do have, I appreciate LIFAC compiling anything that I may need to provide clarification on. And again, thanks so much for the invite out here tonight. It's been my pleasure to come out and to address you on these important issues, and I wish you all the best.
Recording it.